Hey guys, thanks for taking the time to watch this quick video of Funnel Spy. Funnel Spy is a Adobe Air app, which is available for both Mac and PC. All right, now essentially what Funnel Spy is basically what its name implies. You can spy on people's funnels, okay? You can take a look at inside of others' funnels to, you know, kind of re-engineer what they've done, take a look at their copy, their video sales letters, and just look at basically all the steps that they have in their funnel, okay? So it's a nice research tool. Now, what we can do is I'm actually going to search for one right now. I'm going to do one of Mark Thompson's Easy VSL products, and we'll take a look at his funnel. Okay, so I'm just going to hit search right here and then kind of show you around while it's doing its search some of the other features. Now, we have the ability to create projects, all right? So you can basically name this project. You know, maybe you'd want to do, maybe if you're researching social media apps or, you know, video-based software, you know, it's just different ways to kind of categorize the searches that you've done. Now, once you perform a search on a domain, it will save it in your search history as well as in the project and just reload what the result set was. Now, if it's something that you've searched months ago, you may want to hit the search again because there could be new pages there, right? Now, what this can also expose is pretty much is any unprotected pages, like thank you pages, that, you know, download pages, anything that's unprotected, we can pretty much find. We've worked on this algorithm here, going on 5, 6, 7 months now. So what you can do is you can actually then tap into our algorithm, right? You can go ahead and add custom words that you would want to search for, okay? You know, there's a lot of standards that are used out there, OTO1, OTO2, Upgrade 1, you know, all these different ones. So we've combined a humongous list of everything that we could think of for thank you pages and funnels. And are doing a search on those particular terms, but you can add your own in here. For instance, I have coaching, coach, consulting, teach. So if it finds anything that relates to those terms or any pages, it's going to bring it back. Okay. Now, our search is complete here. So there's basically your custom words. Now, as you'll see, it loaded in all the pages of kind, so it found 17 results, right? Now, look what we got here, OTO 1, 2, and 3, all right? Also, some sign-up pages, it looks like, for some of his webinars as well. So let's go ahead and just click one. So we click it, it's going to load right in here for you. You can then go ahead and scroll through and, like I said, kind of research what they're doing, what their pages are like, you know, really anything that you want to do with, listen to their video sales letters, kind of see how they're handling all these things, okay? Now, what you can also do is you can favorite these, okay? So if I favorite it, it will go ahead and load that into my favorites, which I'll load up here in just a second. But you can also go to the actual link just by clicking the link button. It will actually open it up for you in a full browser if you don't want to look at it inside of here. Okay, so now what you can see is there's a search history, right? So I have just basically, what I'll do is everything that I search is going to be in here, okay? So it's just for easy load, so you don't have to keep searching and searching. Now, if I click on something like, one of my areas here. So Funnel Stack was another one that I did. So it's loading up that history. But this is also the other searches that I've performed in this particular project. Okay. So each project will load its own, its own domains depending on what you've searched. All right. So you don't have to keep waiting for search. But it is actually pretty quick. As you saw, it loaded up his funnel in no time at all. Now there is one other thing I do want to show you of things that you can find, which I actually kind of exposed myself. But if I go to my own domain. I actually have, and I can see a thank you page that I had here quite a while ago, which actually is the download for a free giveaway, all right? So I can actually find those and grab them. Now, this works for lead capture pages as well, right? You can load up any lead capture page that, you know, is on that domain, see what they're doing, look for that thank you page. That thank you page will be there as well, as you can see right here, and just kind of, re-engineer and just look at how they're doing things. What kind of text are these? What kind of copy are they using? So it'll find all types of different pages. Okay, now as I said before, there's favorites. So if I click favorites, as you'll see, this is the one that I had clicked on, and you could just unfavorite it as well, and it'll simply remove it from that list. So it's real convenient to kind of come back to any searches that you've done in the past. Okay. So basically, that is Funnel Spy. So I hope you enjoyed the walkthrough.